sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to be with you on a Monday afternoon. Steve Jones, Kevin Herr, and Sarah Bartlett.
Your day is now made, isn't it?
Not quite.
Well, that's not going to happen, so you're stuck.
Yeah, we'll have to talk about this.
You know, you had a good game on Saturday.
Yes, very much so. Our phone lines are open at 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565 to jump in and talk about whatever you wish in the world of sports today. A little bit later, we'll hear from Keith Ergo, the Penn State assistant basketball coach. We'll also hear from Nick Colella. Billy Oliver had a big decision. We'll hear from Billy Oliver as well. And Penn State football coach Bill O'Brien here to jump in. I talked with him a little bit earlier, the Sunbury Motors studio.
Another busy day in the studio then. I'll tell you, they got some great stuff coming up. We talked about that on the Steve Jones Facebook page and tweeted that we'd have Coach on the air. So look forward to that coming up later on. Notice yes. how I quickly changed the topic, though, out of the beginning there for you?
No, that's okay. You can do it all you want. There will be no distraction when it comes on this end at all. I think America wants to hear more, sir.
should that be the next poll? That you want that to be the next poll question, don't you? That's what you're looking for. You're hinting that we need to make that the poll question.
I told you the other day what it should be.
What did you tell me the other day? I don't even. What did you say the poll question?
Should Sarah Bartlett replace Kevin Herr?
Oh no!
The co-host
see,
of the
I don't
show.
Remember having that discussion. Isn't that funny?
Yes or no?
I don't remember having that discussion. That's a shame.
Yeah.
You know, the poll question we did have up, though, was the amount. What is the right amount of teams for the NCAA tournament? And 64 actually was the leading vote getter there, with a close second from 96. So about half the people that voted like 64 and 38% like 96. And then that followed by 68 and 128. Nobody picked everyone, fortunately.
Oh, yeah, of course not.
128 though, that's a lot of basketball. That would make it in, it wouldn't be March Madness anymore. It would have to be something with March and April involved in it a little more than it already has. You know what the high school version of March Madness is, right?
Well,
the February Frenzy.
Indiana used to be everybody.
Yeah, it's the February Frenzy. That's what it's called now.
February Frenzy.
Right. You have March really? Madness for college, February Frenzy for high school basketball.
That's tremendous.
I'm starting a trend. I'm working on it. Can you help me out with this?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so. I should have known better.
You should have known better when you got on this show.
We've known each other for how many years? Nothing has changed since we've got on to the since we started doing
the show.
The
show is about exactly the same as it is when we're off the air.
This is
no difference. No difference at all. You know, then you start Friday's show. You put Sarah on to start Friday's show. I'm thinking, you know, all of a sudden I start humming "Happy Days Are Here Again."
I didn't want you to feel too comfortable. I mean, you were starting to get laid back a little bit. It was starting to get, you were getting really relaxed by Friday. I had to, you know, make sure you
I was starting to get really relaxed by Friday?
Yeah. You were laid back. You had your feet up in the studio. You know, you had a cool, refreshing beverage in your hand. It was way too comfortable.
I was laid back on Monday last week. What are you talking about? You're the one I had to call and calm down. I think.
You did. You did have to talk me off the ledge a little bit. Yeah, I was.
You have to be kidding.
I'm a perfectionist. I like to make sure everything's working smoothly for you.
Yeah, sure you do.
I didn't say it happens. I said I like to make it happen. Hey, you know, one thing we didn't talk about last week, and it kind of came up again today as I was
your
looking
raise.
Through, well, that's not going to come up. I can tell you that, and I know we're not going to talk about that
right now. You suddenly, I know where you feel like you're in the desert, don't you?
When we talk about all these conferences, all these conference changes coming up, and yep. Conference USA and Mountain West now dissolving their leagues in 2013 and 14 for a brand new conference that they haven't named yet, and that's right. mainly because all these teams that have come in and out. But
maybe they can take on the name of the Big East.
Well, here's my question. Why do you have conferences that just have football members? Why can't you have across-the-board members? Why can you have some for football, some for basketball, some for this, some for that? I mean, shouldn't all of them be, when you enter a conference, shouldn't you be there for all sports?
Well, there's a difference between a conference and a league. The Big East is a league.
Okay. I mean, I understand that. I understand the
That's what the Big East does. No, the Big East, that's what the Big East does. Big East, Notre Dame. Yeah, you don't need to play football. You don't do that. That's all right. You can do everything else, but it's all good. You don't have to play football.
See, I just, that's what I don't understand.
In fact, you know what? You can also take one of our bowl bids. You may not be in for football, right. but you can take the bowl bid.
There's my point right there. That's exactly
Excuse
it.
Me. You don't want to play football. You get nothing. Okay? Nothing.
That's exactly right. Hey, listen, we think you have a really cool league, and we really like the fact that you have a BCS game. But anyway, we'd like to enter for football, but we're kind of comfortable with everything else. What do you think? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that to me has been the single biggest mistake that the Big East ever made, and that is how they have handled the Notre Dame situation. They made a lot of mistakes. But that's been the biggest one. You either look at it and say you're all in or you're out. Simple as that.
And it makes things a lot less confusing from a fan standpoint because you know where everybody is.
Right.
I never understood these leagues or these conferences that have different members for this and different members for that. I mean, Patriot League does it. The football members, Georgetown is a member from football. But they're not a member in basketball.
Right.
And that's just one of several.
Right. Exactly. But with Notre Dame, look, I'd be okay with it. All right? I'd be okay with it if Notre Dame looked at them, if the Big East looked at them and said, look, we'll let you in for all the other sports. When it comes to football, though, you can't have the bowl bid. You can't do it, right? And yet, they let them do it.
Well, the Notre Dame thing, isn't that about three letters, N, B, and C?
Well, the Big East doesn't get any money from that.
Right, but isn't that the reason?
Unless the Big East member is playing in the game.
Exactly.
You know, people don't realize that half the money in the broadcast does go to the opponent. Now, they may split it different ways. You know, Michigan State goes there, it goes into the Big Ten television pool, all right? But you do get half.
Which reminds me, isn't that contract up this year for Notre Dame with NBC?
I thought they re-upped it.
I'll look at that. You may be right.
So, that is the... That's what always bothered me about it. Now, Notre Dame fans, I know there are a lot of Notre Dame fans in the Susquehanna Valley. A lot of Notre Dame fans. I understand that.
Mainly because of Henry Hanoski a couple of years ago, but yeah.
Well, but that's fine. But, you know, that's great. But that's the one thing that has baffled me forever about the Big East, is that, okay, it would be one thing to say, okay, you don't want to join us for football, but you want to play basketball. Okay, I can live with that. But do not give them a bowl bid.
Right.
Don't hand your bowl bid over.
That sounds like a no-brainer.
And they do that all the time. You know, you want to be independent in football? Be independent. Make your own deal. I mean, that's why the Notre Dame rule was put in football. In other words, Notre Dame, I think, went to the Fiesta Bowl. They played when T.J. Houshmandzadeh and... Chad Johnson, now Ocho Cinco, were playing for Oregon State. Oregon State blew them out. Notre Dame went to the Fiesta Bowl. I think they got $17 million. And everybody sat back and went, you have to be kidding me. $17 million. Unbelievable, right? I mean, paper through the roof, right? And everybody else looked around and said, hey, wait a minute, that wasn't the national championship game. Then they put the Notre Dame rule in where if Notre Dame, for example, goes, they're treated as a second Big East team, unless it's the championship game. It's the championship game. If they were to go to the national championship game, they would get the full ride. All 17, 18, 19 million, whatever it happens to be. But if they were to go to the BCS, Notre Dame, Brian Kelly has a great year. They go to the BCS, but they're not playing in the championship game. They would be considered to be the second Big East team in the pool, which means they would get $4 million.
That's a little bit of a difference there.
Well, it's a huge difference, and it's also the right way to do it.
Right, right. By the way, NBC renewed its contract with Notre Dame through the 2015 season, right before it expired in 2010. Right. And even the 2010 contract was about $9 million a year, so I'm sure this one's a whisker more.
Right.
Even though the ratings have not been that stellar for NBC.
No, they have not, and that, I think, has been a surprise to them. I think they felt along the way the ratings would be really good, that they would be getting sixes and sevens, and they're getting a lot of twos and threes, unless they're playing a big game. They play a game, you know, when they play USC, the rating is really, really good. You know, they play Tulsa? Not so.
No. No. And you know, they're trying to make the most out of it, because now they're starting to play it on like Universal, one of their other networks on
right.
cable satellite world. And I'm sure that these games are now going to go, instead of Universal, to NBC Sports, which used to be Versus.
Right. Exactly.
Trying to make the most of whatever they can, because that's basically the only college football that NBC does. CBS has the SEC, and I don't think they're doing anything other than SEC.
Do they have to?
Not right now.
Right now they have the... they have the conference everybody wants to see. So that's, I mean, that's it's a great contract for them. It's a great contract for them with the SEC, and they've done a lot with it.
That leads me into another question too. Now with SEC's dominance lately, what is the Big Ten? And you're involved with this a lot more. What is the Big Ten as a whole feel about the bowl performance over the last couple of years of the Big Ten against other conferences?
They feel better about it this year than they did before, but that's not completely comfortable about it.
That's not saying. Yeah, I was going to say it's a little better, but
yeah.
And so, I mean, really,
they were not happy before about it, I can tell you that.
And there's not a ton you can do about it. I mean, you just have to try and keep recruiting better teams and or better players to create better teams. But right now, like you said, the SEC's it.
All right. No doubt about it. I mean, they're the ones that, you know, was it five, six straight national championships? Pretty impressive run.
Yeah, that'll keep you going for a while. Like you said, CBS is dancing right now because they have a lot of those games on it. What surprises me, though, is the fact that they don't do more of them. They're only doing maybe one. I think sometimes they have a two-game schedule, but it's only usually one game or so a week. And I would think with that kind of, you know, draw right now with the SEC, there'd be some money to be made for CBS.
There might be some money to be made for them, but at the same time, maybe they have the contract structured in such a way they can't.
Well, that could be. That could very well be.
There's probably only X amount of games they're allowed to do.
So how long?
And the SEC also has its own agreement with ESPN.
Right, but how long before the SEC takes advantage of the success right now and works a deal to create the SEC network? You know,
well,
where you have your own channel. No, your own
is,
channel.
But there is an SEC network. They partner with ESPN.
Well, I'm talking about like the Big Ten network. That's what
No, they thought about it and they went this route instead. They thought about it. The Pac-12 is doing its network.
Right.
The SEC is not. Okay.
That's interesting.
And they partner with ESPN. That's why you see certain branding of ESPN when it comes to the Southeastern Conference because of that agreement that they've put together. So, not bad. Pretty impressive. I mean, what they've done.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Toll-free 1-800-795-9565. You can email Steve Jones, WKOK.com. And very soon, Steve, you're going to be very excited about this because I know you have your iPod standing by. Very soon, you'll be able to get the Steve Jones Show and podcast, full podcast downloadable at the iTunes store. That'll be coming up in the next few days to a week. So I know you're, I know you have
iTunes.
Yours ready to go. Yeah.
iTunes.
Yeah.
iPod.
Right. You're familiar with those terms, right?
You have to remember that I have to listen to me all the time. All the time.
So do I. What's your point? I said, you don't have to point. Download yourself.
Sure I do.
Maybe you don't want to.
Well, I don't want to download myself on here. But if somebody wants to run around with their iPod and listen to this mess, that's up to them.
That's a lot of money to be spending. No, it will be available. It will be available from iTunes here very, very soon, and it will be absolutely free. So just another way in case you miss the show and you listen to it on a delay or you're not able to listen to it at work because you're not allowed to stream at work or what have you, we have other ways you can listen to the program. So
sounds great. Well, we'll come back with more of the Steve Jones Show with Kevin Herr in a moment on WKOK.
For extra rebates on the Kia Sorento and Kia Optima, you're in luck. Now till the 13th, you can get another $500 off the popular Kia Sorento and Kia Optima at Sunbury Motors Kia. Sunbury Motors Kia has 20 Sorentos in stock, discounted up to $4,000. And 15 Kia Optimas discounted up to $3,500. Sunbury Motors Kia has the best selection of new Kias that they've had in months. Remember, every new Kia comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty and a 5-year, 60,000-mile basic warranty. Plus, at Sunbury Motors Kia, you get an extra set of tires. Now is the time to get your new Kia from Sunbury Motors Kia. But you have to hurry in by February 13th to get the extra $500 Philly Auto Show rebate. Sunbury Motors Kia, on the Strip in Hummel's Wharf. And at sunburymotors.com.
I am an engineer,
web designer,
a systems analyst,
a network security specialist.
I am technical support,
a PC technician,
customer service.
We are working together
to bring you better,
faster, and more reliable data connections.
Engineering the next generation of smart technology
in your community.
We're connecting homes,
businesses,
and beyond.
We are
Pentella Data.
Have you used an ATM or debit card today? Visited your local grocery store? Did you discuss lab or x-ray results with your doctor? If so, you probably used Pentella Data's lightning fast network with intelligent routing. It brings convenience and unmatched reliability to our lives every day. For internet, data, managed services, and security needs, we make it happen.
We are
Pentella Data.
Pentella Data.
Once again, the Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber of Commerce, the Daily Item, and the stations of Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation are honoring area high school seniors as outstanding young Americans. These students have excelled in many areas in both the classroom and their communities. Congratulations to Kelly Cope from Danville Area Junior Senior High School, Lewisburg High School's Allie Hartzell, Chelsea Lahr of Lye Mountain High School, and Catherine Cody of Midwest High School. The Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber of Commerce, Daily Item, and the stations of Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation would also like to mention these students who, like the group just named, have been lauded as outstanding young Americans. Corin Wagner of Mifflinburg High School, Megan Delside of the Northumberland Christian School, Andrew Swineford from Seymour's Grove High School, Hallie Deer from Shikellamy High School, Michelle Macaluso from Sun Area Technical Institute, and Brittany Balmert from the Sunbury Christian Academy. Here's a sincere wish for all the best in the future from the Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber of Commerce, the Daily Item, and News Radio 1070 WKOK.
News Radio 1070 WKOK is joining Evangelical Community Hospital to Rock Red for Healthy Hearts. Join us for the Good Life Expo February 18th at the Susquehanna Valley Mall from 10 to 3. There'll be free health screenings, free antique appraisals, and Rock Red Idol, a singing competition with a recording session at stake. Bring the whole family and have some fun while learning about being heart healthy. For more information on Rock Red with Evangelical Hospital and the Good Life Expo, go to WKOK.com.
Welcome back. Bottom of the hour news, and then after the news, we'll hear from Penn State football coach Bill O'Brien. We're at the Sunbury Motors studio. It's great to have you with us. on what is a beautiful Monday afternoon. Steve Jones and Kevin Herr in tow. And Sarah Bartlett brightening the show.
That's for sure. Yeah, she'll be here in a couple of minutes with the news update. But I alluded to it earlier, that Nebraska game, Penn State almost got fans some free food. I guess if when they hit 70, there's a coupon on the back, and the fans started to get really excited about it, but it just didn't happen.
Don't get me started about that. Okay. Tim Frazier has 21 points, 10 rebounds, 9 assists. Okay. So he's one assist away from a triple-double.
Pretty impressive.
Very impressive. Very nice.
Nobody knows that, but it's pretty impressive.
They work hard down the stretch trying to get him that 10th assist. Well, nobody gets a shot. They're coming down the floor, I don't know, 90 seconds, 2 minutes left, and Dick looks at me and he says, listen to this crowd. He says, they really want Tim to get that triple-double. And I looked over at Dick and I said, no. He says, what do you mean no? I said, Dick, if they hit a three-pointer, they get 70 points, and all the students get free Big Macs. He said, really? I said, yeah. So the next time down the floor, the fans down below are going, 3-3. And he looks at me, he says, oh, my goodness. He says, you knew exactly. Dick says, not the most sophisticated crowd. And I looked at him, I said, 30 years of experience, Dick. 30 years of experience.
Yeah, I got a text from somebody at the game. We're a few points away from food.
I know.
I'm like, what? Yeah. And then I realized what they were talking about.
Well, what happened last year, Taylor Battle in a game, I think it was against Northwestern, needed 4 points to get to 2,000. Now, how many 2,000-point scorers have they been at Penn State?
Oh, I can't name more than about five in any level right now.
Jesse Arnell and nobody. So he's about to become the second person ever to get to 2,000 points. Now, it's not like you need 17 where you really have to sit there and think, okay, now how close is he now? Okay. I would understand. Four is a small number. Two baskets, I think we've done it. So I don't know. Well, say two and a half minutes in the game. He gets the second hoop. He gets to 2,000. Thinking I make a big deal out of it. Meanwhile, it sounds like polite golf applause after a par at 17.
The parts. Just the light clap? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, well done. It's 4-2. Yeah.
Yay.
Later in the game, Penn State ascends to the magic 70-point level. And when they do, the joint goes berserk.
Big moment like that, you get a small clap, and that's it.
I looked at Dick. I said, 2,000 points, second guy ever. Meanwhile, 70 points and a Big Mac. Which one got the most applause of the day?
It's all about the food.
In the end, it's all about the belly.
And fell short on Saturday, not even a nugget.
Nothing.
The Steve Jones Show continues after WKOK News on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury. Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to be with you here on this Monday as we roll through. And Penn State football coach Bill O'Brien Saturday night, he told me he's going to a coach's clinic and he's going to address coaches there. I saw Bill yesterday morning. He told me 600 on hand and very, very well received for the head coach of the Nittany Lions. And on Saturday, I had a chance to sit down with him and talk with head coach Bill O'Brien about how things are going. At least we hope we did.
I believe you did.
No, I know you believe I did.
I believe you did.
You know, that's what we're hoping for. We can get Bill O'Brien on here and get it rolling for you here. Let's see here.
In the meantime, we'll just hang back.
No, not in the meantime. Yeah. No,
we'll just hang back and wait. That's all right.
Yeah, no,
I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm relaxed.
Valuable experience to improve their performance and learn skills to...
Well, that was from earlier in the interview. Let's see. We'll get this to where we need it. There we go.
For second half, so that may be a forerunner down the road. And we're joined by a guy that's a big basketball fan, as you point out. Bill O'Brien, the head football coach of the Nittany Lions. Great to have you back, Coach.
It's great to be here, Steve. Always great to be at these basketball games. Big Ten basketball is fun to watch. And, you know, just really coming over here to support Coach Chambers and his team.
The other part, too, is I know you're big in terms of, because of the Penn State athletic family, basketball family, football family, big in helping others. A day like this, Coaches versus Cancer, where they call it Band Together Day,
sure.
Very important.
No question. It hits home. It hits close to home with me also. My mom is a two-time breast cancer survivor, you know, going on 80 years old, and hopefully everybody will meet her during the football season. She's a firecracker. So it really is it's great to be here, to be a part of the women's team, the men's team, and supporting cancer research, and also with Thon coming up, you know, I think it's Penn State does a great job with helping out and the cancer charities.
And that's three consecutive weekends where that will be a focal point. Next weekend's Thon, then the Pink Zone game on the 26th. Right. You get into the office on Tuesday. Right. You have worked countless hours for Penn State in the month of January, countless hours. Right. But now to be in there full time, to get the feel of everything, how's the first week gone?
It's been great. You know, again, like I've said from day one, we have a great staff in place. And the thing this week that I've been really impressed about is our players, you know, really working hard in the weight room, working hard in the winter conditioning program and buying into what we're doing. And I think we'll see the fruits of that labor in the fall. And we got a long way to go. But we have the makings of a team that can be very, very competitive in the fall, and I just like the way our guys are working right now.
Next step, also getting a feel for the playbook on both sides as to where you want to go. Give us an idea of the progress there.
Making a lot of progress there. Defensively, Ted's done a great job of coming in with the defensive staff and, you know, within NCAA rules, meeting with these guys a little bit here and there to start installing some of the things that we do. And then, obviously, offensively, I got it going a little bit this week with our staff, and we're probably a little bit behind the defense right now just because of me getting here a little bit late, but we'll catch up pretty quick, and we'll be ready to go when spring practice starts.
And you've been working with eight assistant coaches to this point. You still have one more hire to make. Can you give us at least an idea of the progress being made there?
Yeah, we'll have somebody in place by the middle to the end of next week. We'll have somebody in place, and it'll be a very good coach and a great addition to our staff, and we'll hit the ground running with that person when they get here.
Also for you to be a part now full-time within the community, it's a short period of time, but I have a feeling that you've already had a pretty good feel for what this place means and where you fit in.
It's a little bit overwhelming, to be honest with you. You know, I'm staying at the Penn Stater, and you know, I just go to eat dinner there, and I can't tell you how many people come up and say hello and wish myself and my family well. And, you know, then what's more impressive to me is I get about 60 to 80 emails, per day, and I try to answer a lot of those. Some people call me crazy. I'm trying to answer all those at night, and because I really appreciate the support of the people here. And we all know that we got to go out there and win games, but in the beginning here, it's just it's been great. It's been great.
Give me an idea of your personal excitement level, because this is your first head coaching job, and now that you're in that office, you're around your staff, you're around your players, what is that on a personal level like for you?
It's very personal. You know, it's something that I've always strived for. I never knew when it was going to come, and to be at a place like this, it is such a special place, and to follow a man like Coach Paterno and continue the success that he's had here and have an opportunity to do that, it just means the world to me, and hopefully we're able to go out there and make people proud.
You know, it's great being part of a family, isn't it?
That sure is, Steve.
Bill O'Brien, the head football coach of the Nittany Lions, as always, thanks for the time,
Steve.
Coach.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Bill O'Brien, the head football coach of the Nittany Lions, and give you an idea of where he stands right now with the way certain things are going, and he's pretty pleased with the way everything's going right now. They brought in Tim Bream. He's the new trainer. He starts on Wednesday. He will be 18 years with the Chicago Bears before showing up as the trainer. He's a Penn State graduate. So it'll be a nice, easy fit for him to get into the organization. You seem stunned.
No, I'm just absorbing everything. I'm just thinking to myself how difficult it must be to go.
What are you thinking? The last time there's a one-on-one interview on WKOK at the football coach?
No, I'm just thinking how difficult it must be to come from, you know, the Super Bowl and be a week out of that at best, and now you're talking with Steve about, you know, different coaches and the new trainer that's coming in and this and that and trying to get everything organized and living your life out of a suitcase for a little while. I mean, mm-hmm. It's just that's a lot. That's a lot.
Sure. Sure, it's a lot.
I mean, it's a great opportunity, I'm sure, and I know he feels that way from just his interviews with you and his, you know, media conferences and stuff, but man, that's a lot of pressure right now.
Well, I like him. I like him a lot. And I think he's going to do a great job here, and I can't wait to get out in the practice field and talk with him. He talked to me, I want to say 2 weeks ago, maybe. I was up in the office. And I mentioned, hey, by the way, can I go to practice? He says, what? He says, oh, yeah. No, he says, you can go to any practice you want. You're fine. I said, okay. Then he looks at me, he says, what did Joe let you do? I said, anything I wanted. He goes, good, you can do anything you want here, too. Okay.
Now, if Joe didn't let you do anything you wanted, would you have said that anyway just to see if you could do it?
No, because you have to have trust.
That's true.
So why would I tell him, well, Joe only let me? I would have told him, Joe only let me do this, this, and this. I would have told him that. I mean, he should know exactly what I was allowed to do before and what I wasn't. That way it makes his decision easier. You know, it's part of the trust part of it.
You took all the fun out of that question. You know that.
I know.
You just sucked all the fun out of it.
But part of being a practice is that it's like getting deep background. You get deep background of what's going on. You have a real handle on who, what, and why. And at the appropriate time, you use it. You don't go on there and go, hey, guess what? Green twisted an ankle today. He's out for 3 weeks. Maybe they don't want anybody to really know that Green's going to be out for 3 weeks until you get to the actual game itself. But at least I know when I sit down and do my depth chart, he's moved down and somebody else has moved up.
You're not reading him in the starting lineup.
No, we're not going to make that mistake. And I mean, Billy Oliver knew about Billy Oliver before the game on Saturday. Knew about that.
That's a shame.
All right. It is. But we'll talk about that a little more extensively in the next 15-minute segment, which we're not quite ready to get to yet. I want to make sure that we give Sarah Bartlett ample time to, so that the top of the hour, Sarah can, again, show us why I think she's the best newscaster in Central Pennsylvania.
I agree with that, by the way.
I know you do. You know. And I think if the two of you were to switch roles, it would do the show wonders.
See, that I don't agree with. That's where you and I differ slightly. Did you go see, have you gone to stevejonesshow.com yet? I want you to point your web browser there. I want you to point your web browser there. And if you haven't, and if you're listening and you haven't gone there yet, you should, because there's a lot of great clips there from the program. A lot of the interviews Steve has done on the show is also available there. But I want you to point your web browser there and see if you like the poll question.
I voted.
Absolutely not. You cannot vote in it.
I did.
Your vote has now not counted. I
no,
just took it off.
It's in there.
All right, fine. But it's not going to count at the end.
I just want to let you know right now, she's winning.
You think? See, the missing link is, the missing thing you're forgetting is, I have control over said poll. And right now, oh, now, hey, you can't vote more than once, Steve. Now, come on. You're cheating now. Dave from Sunbury is on the line, Steve.
Hi, Dave. How are you? Thanks for joining the insanity, Dave.
I'm glad to be a part of it.
What's on your mind today, David?
Well, there's two things. First of all, on that fan poll,
yes,
my vote is for Sarah.
Yes,
thanks
I knew it. Put that down. Mark that down. Dave,
said,
thanks so
you
much.
You're
a man of quality and taste.
He said you don't have to stuff the ballot box, so...
See if you get on the program again, Dave!
Dave, you're invited anytime.
Well,
Yeah, you said you had two things on your mind. What's the second thing on your mind?
Well, that interview you had about with Coach O'Brien.
Yes.
Well, and the next time you see him.
Yes, sir.
Just tell him that there's people there in Central Pennsylvania that are rooting for him. That pray that that he has a career that be like Joe's.
I'll certainly pass that along to him, Dave. It'll mean a lot to him that someone in Central Pennsylvania feels that way about it, because you know, he wants to succeed here badly. He wants to do really well here, and he wants to go out and just not only continue what has happened here, but in any way possible that he can go about it, enhance things. And that's what he's hoping he can do here, and he knows that he'll only be able to get there with the support of great fans.
I'll let you go.
Dave, thanks so much. Appreciate it. 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. And I'll tell you right now, look at register or vote.
What's that, Kevin? I did. I voted already. I voted already. Yeah. At least once.
Hold on a second. At least once. Oh, even you voted yes.
Huh. No, I did not. Oh, come on. It's 7-1 now. This is getting crazy.
I only voted once.
You did not. You voted at least six times.
No, I voted.
The other vote is Sarah. I can guarantee you that.
I voted once.
All right. Fine.
I think this is going even better than I thought it would go.
I'm so happy that you're happy.
In the end, isn't that what it's all about? Back with more on WKOK after this.
Nobody has to yell action here. Because everywhere you look, there's endless excitement. And the kind of thrills you can only find at Hollywood Casino. We're talking the best tables, more of the newest slots to choose from, and all the winning you can handle. Come and experience Hollywood-style action like never before. With all the hottest table games, blackjack, craps, roulette, and some of the best poker in town. We're talking 56 action-packed tables, offering all the thrills and excitement you crave. Discover the ultimate table action, only at Hollywood Casino. Just minutes from Harrisburg and Hershey. Take I-81 to exit 80. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-565-2112 for help.
Don't miss the 2012 Showcase event going on now at BZ Motors Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Lewisburg. BZ Motors has huge savings on over 150 new Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram vehicles. And now through February 15th, get $750 auto show bonus cash on select new vehicles. How about a new 2012 Dodge Caliber with up to 32 highway miles per gallon starting at only $15,630? BZ Motors also has new 2012 Jeep Patriot 4x4s with automatic transmission and new Connect starting at only $19,995. BZ has bonus cash plus 0% special financing too. Get $750 auto show bonus cash plus 0% APR financing for up to 72 months on all new 2012 Chrysler 200s. Don't miss the 2012 Showcase event going on now at BZ Motors Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Lewisburg. Remember, nobody beats BZ, the dealership you can trust. Special financing on approved credit. All prices after rebate and are plus tax, title, and tags.
Hi, this is Duska Rischel with the Bowen Agency Realtors in Lewisburg. My full-time real estate career has awarded me with loyal clients throughout the Central Susquehanna Valley. And with interest rates still at record levels, there has never been a better opportunity to be participating in today's market. Whether it's your first or forever home, let me make your dreams a reality.
Bowen Agency Realtors in Sewens Grove, Lewisburg, and Sunbury. On the web at bowenagency.com. Coming or going, see a realtor at Bowen.
Have you ever been to Surplus Outlet? There's a lot of places called Surplus This and Surplus That. I'm talking about Surplus Outlet grocery stores on Route 11, Northumberland, and Route 15, Montgomery. Shopping at Surplus Outlet is guaranteed to save you money. They carry the same everyday groceries as the other stores, just far better prices. Surplus Outlet sells produce, frozen foods, and meat products. Surplus Outlet also carries housewares, general merchandise, and healthcare products. They're open Monday through Saturday from 7 till 9, and they accept credit cards and food stamps. We all need to save money where we can. I'm doing it by shopping at Surplus Outlet grocery stores.
They're talking about it on The Mark.
Isolation is the enemy of recovery.
that abuse takes place in isolation, and recovery has to happen in the company of other people. Getting together in groups, supporting one another, is massively effective. In fact, some survivors have come up with a wonderful word to describe the way they support each other. They call it protection.
Join the conversation weekday mornings from 8:30 to 10 with On the Mark on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
The dark side of Kevin Hur's iPod.
I thought that was your garage band when you were growing up.
We were good.
That was your 80s garage band.
Yes. Carl in Watsontown has patiently waited. Hi, Carl. Welcome. Great to have you on the show at 1-800-795-9565. Go ahead, Carl.
Hey, Steve, how are you? Welcome to Central Pennsylvania. We're glad to have you here.
Carl, it's great to be here.
Sorry, I missed most of that interview with Coach O'Brien there. We'll see if I can catch it some other time if you have it online. But my question
we'll replay it at 4:30 coming out of the news.
I appreciate it. Just getting off work here. But my question for you, I know you, Steve, to be a man of immense knowledge and a history of the game and the sport. My question for you is, what's a reasonable expectation for Coach O'Brien? What have others done when they've taken over a major college football program in their first, second, and third year? What's the best we can expect? What's the worst we can expect?
The key is the third year, Carl. That's the key, because everything that's done early on is based on inheritance. Ralph Friedgen, for example, inherited a great situation in Maryland. Ron Vanderlinden, who's here now, in 4 years had recruited all those players. He wins the ACC and then goes to the Orange Bowl. In the end, the Fridge had a pretty good run at Maryland, but it was not like the beginning where it was awesome and incredible and there were great expectations. Fred Akers, for example, goes 11-0 out of the gate after inheriting the program from Darryl Royal. Then eventually things settled down and eventually Fred Akers slid off into the sunset. The key is going to be the third year. That's when the recruiting comes into play, where you got to feel as to the guys that are starting to be in the program that virtually are all your players in the program. I expect Penn State this upcoming season, Carl, to be very good. This is a team that, with Ohio State out of the mix in the leaders' division because they cannot go to a bowl game, they're not going to let them win the division, and they're not going to let them play in the championship game. So essentially it is a five-team race, and really it's between Wisconsin and Penn State as to who wins it. Penn State has a really good shot of winning the leaders this year, depending on quarterback play. You know Silas Red's a given. Between Smith and Brown and Hapley, a tight end, Gary Gilliam getting back a tight end. Not a bad mix of receivers, and I really like the front seven a lot on defense. And yet Farrah back as a kicker, punter, place kicker. This should be a very good team. He should do well right out of the gate. Then his second year, he should do well again the second year. The third year, though, is when it really starts to feel like, okay, this is the Bill O'Brien imprint because this is Bill O'Brien and his staff and the players he recruited. Now they're the ones that have to come to the forefront and start to make things happen. That will be the indicator to you as to whether the program, years three and four, will be the indicator to you as to whether the program's headed in the right direction. And I think it will be. I'm completely confident it will be.
See, I was completely confident that I would get an excellent answer to that question, and now I feel well informed. It's great having you here in Central Pennsylvania, Steve. We appreciate it.
Carl, very rarely in my life have I had more fun on radio than I've had doing this show the last couple of weeks. I've had a lot of fun with this.
Outstanding. All right, we'll talk to you again. Thanks.
Carl, anytime. Great call. 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. Steve Jones, Kevin Hur. Next hour, we're going to hear from Billy Oliver on the decision he made to stop playing basketball at Penn State. And also, we're going to get Keith Ergo in there about the performance against Nebraska. And, Kevin, we'll replay the interview with head coach Bill O'Brien after Sarah and the news at 4:30.
And we'll have all that available as well on stevejonesshow.com. So if you miss any of it again or you miss the coach again, you'll be able to get it on stevejonesshow.com, just one of the other opportunities.
Absolutely. And
You are wired in.
How is the voting going on this?
Depends on your perspective.
Now let's check the vote. No, I want to check. I'm going to viewing results right now.
Let's go check the
vote. So far, 8 votes, Sarah Bartlett. 3 votes for Kevin Herr.
Hey, I'm making a comeback. Wait for those outlying precincts to come in. You can't call this race yet.
This is Sarah Bartlett. You have no shot.
I've been watching a lot of CNN. I'm telling you, there's a chance yet, but the outlying precincts haven't come in yet.
Look, there are only so many uninformed people in the world.
Oh, man. I'm telling you.
I am
the Rodney Dangerfield of radio.
What's that?
No respect at all.
What are you talking about? Remember for Christmas?
Yeah.
Right? You bought Sarah and me, because we're all going to be on the show together,
a
bow and arrow set. And Sarah and I chipped in. We bought you a T-shirt with a target.
Yeah. It was great. Yeah. It was so nice of you.
That is called bonding.
Is that what it is?
That's a show coming together.
Is that what you call it?
Sure.
You realize it's 11-3 right now? This poll's been up 10 minutes, and it's already 11-3.
Is your concern at this point that there's a lot of internal voting?
Oh, I guaranteed your money back there. My ego can't take this.
Your ego can't take what?
My ego can't take this.
Your ego can't take it. Sounds like you're hanging in, all right. Next hour, we'll hear from Billy Oliver. A chance to sit down with Billy before the game on Saturday. We replayed it after the game. And the reason I did that was to be fair to the other media people. I mean, I know we're the radio network and so forth. But at the same time, you know, there's a certain way they wanted to release the information. That's why I waited till our post-game show to take care of it and do it that way. We'll also hear from Keith Ergo, talk with Dick Girardi after the game, about how well they played, including Tim Frazier's performance. And then we'll replay the interview with Bill O'Brien. Now, I know it's going to be on stevejonesshow.com, but for those who may be just getting out of work, have an opportunity, miss the 3:30 to 4 o'clock hour, you know, 3 to 4 o'clock hour, shame on you. We will accommodate them and replay it after 4:30, after the brilliant lead-in by Sarah Bartlett on the news. How are you doing on the poll?
I got nothing. Well, hang on. Let me hit the refresh button.
I see your view results. Ooh, 14-3.
What? 14-3.
14-3.
Will you stop voting?
I voted once. I was the first voter. Not voted since. I am so confident in this poll. I voted one time just to get it started.
I need PAC money. Maybe that's what I was missing. Maybe PAC I was missing money. The PAC money to try and advertise a little bit more.
If you decide to run any negative ads about Sarah Bartlett, right? The three that voted for you will change.
No, because one of them was me.
Even you might be ashamed. 4 o'clock, top of the hour. News from WKOK coming up. Second hour, Billy Oliver, Keith Ergo, football coach Bill O'Brien, all that and more on the Steve Jones Show on WKOK.